It was 20 years ago that musician Bob Geldof organized Live Aid, a concert staged to fight hunger in Africa. 20 years later, Bob Geldof is at it again, and this time he's fighting for debt relief for developing nations in a concert series dubbed Live 8. The concert will take place on July 2nd around the globe and feature artists like U2, Elton John, and Madonna. We spoke to Bob Geldof in July of 2002 and asked him why debt forgiveness for third world countries is so important.
The argument about debt is one of economic sophistry. There is no rational economic argument. I mean, Bono and I have been briefed endlessly by Jeff Sachs, who's the Dean of Economics at Harvard, and Professor Sen, who's the Nobel laureate at Cambridge University in economics. And, you know, there's a paper in the House of Commons Library in the UK which says that the loss was incurred when the debt was made. This is all sort of 60s post Cold War debt. Mm-hmm. And the Americans themselves have got the notion, the legal notion of moral hazard, which they implemented after the Spanish-American War when the Cubans, when the Spanish sought to get debt back from the Cubans, and the Americans said, forget it, you are a tyrannical dictatorship, they don't owe you anything. That same logic applies today. The plain fact of the matter is that these people cannot and never will pay. But nonetheless, everything they produce goes out in debt. That's really wrong. So there's a moral, clear moral case here. We don't need the money. We wouldn't even notice if the money ever came back to us. Mm-hmm. And it's rich for Americans, who have the greatest debt burden in the world, to lecture countries who cannot produce their way out of it without paying Americans what they should do with debt.
We also asked Bob Geldof why he wanted to be about something bigger than music.
Because I was bringing myself up, there was no one to make me do homework, so I just tuned into the one rock and roll station that existed in Europe. It was called Radio Luxembourg. I just read books that interested me. And I also, it was the 60s, so rock music was inextricably bound up with the political moment. So you had Dylan, of course, you had the Rolling Stones talking politically, you had every band. I mean, you know, you had Kent State, you had Berkeley, you had the Grosvenor Square protests in London, you had Paris 1968. And so I was a kid. As I said earlier today, I was a child in the 60s. I wasn't a child of the 60s. I didn't believe a lot of the hippie guff. But I started anti-apartheid in Dublin at 14, I think. So that's the way I was inclined, and largely because pop was about that then. And so I always saw pop and political things being one and the same animal.
Bob Geldof from our July 2002 interview with him. Bob Geldof is the organizer of the upcoming Live 8 concert to be held internationally on July 2nd. Tell me why I don't like money.